It's a mystery that is now 40 years old. A mystery that lives on through a song that tells the story of a great ship and a storm that sent her to the bottom of Lake Superior. We remember her and her crew on today's American Countryside. Brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts. They keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agroliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Here at the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum, Bruce Lynn remembers a tragedy that most of us know through Gordon Lightfoot's song.
It was sailing, obviously, through one of the worst storms of the century, and it had been taking on water. We still have a lot of the radio transmission traffic that we can read through.
The last time that you talked to him, at what time that was, really?
I had to check with the mate on it, but it must have been right around quarter after 7, our time, Eastern Standard Time.
Captain Cooper of the ship the Arthur Anderson was in the vicinity of the Fitzgerald.
Captain McSorley of the Fitzgerald had a regular conversation going on throughout that night. So he had had some damage topside and had been taking on water, but at one point just disappeared.
The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
40 years later, it remains a story on the minds of many.
What we know is we don't exactly know why it sank. That's what we know at this point. People are always asking questions. We have a permanent exhibit here. It's one of the primary reasons people are coming up and visiting the museum.
The bell will toll for each crew member lost. It's an annual ceremony held here each November 10th. Traveling the countryside in Whitefish Point, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.